AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. As people kick off the holiday shopping season, activists in Chicago plan a protest right in the middle of Chicago's prime shopping district Friday. They're trying to draw attention to the video that shows a black teenager who was shot by white police officer 13 months ago.
The hope is that by marching on Black Friday during a time when it's going to be packed with shoppers, that it will bring attention to the city and the country what has happened here.
That's AP's Don Babwin. Shoppers have already hit stores across the country to cash in on Black Friday deals. This man in line at a Best Buy in Virginia says he misses the old days of stores being closed on the holiday.
I wish I would go back to the old ways and only open on Friday, give people Thanksgiving Day off.
The weather is not cooperating in the Midwest and Plains states. Snow, ice, and rain stretch from Colorado to Wisconsin. Forecaster Aaron Gleason says it's moving east.
We're looking at continued winter impacts through the weekend, generally tapering off by Saturday night into Sunday, and generally just affecting the southern and central plains states.
A California farm is recalling a vegetable mix believed to be linked to an E. coli outbreak.
They're doing it out of an abundance of caution. Health officials in Montana discovered that the E. coli in a sample of Costco chicken salad came from the onions and celery provided by this farm.
The AP's Tara Kamada tells us the diced celery and onion mixes in foods that range from the Thai-style salads to packaged dinners and wraps sold at Costco, Target, and Starbucks. France and Russia have agreed to work more closely on fighting the Islamic State group. Both countries have been targeted by the extremists in recent weeks. Pope Francis is calling for adequate and dignified housing for the poor while on his tour of Kenya. He's visiting a slum today in the suburbs of Nairobi. This is AP Radio News. A man who jumped the fence at the White House on Thanksgiving Day is in custody and facing criminal charges. This woman says she was standing right next to him when he decided to go over the fence.
I didn't expect something like this to happen. I mean, with all everything that's going on around the world, I was told to, you know, be suspicious of people, be on the tip of your toes. But I don't know, I just didn't think this kid would do it.
The man was standing with other people when he rushed toward the fence carrying what appeared to be a binder. A man with a stolen boarding pass managed to get through airport security in Salt Lake City earlier this month. He checked in at a gate for a Southwest flight to California before he was caught. The boarding pass was accidentally left at a check-in kiosk by a woman. The man was caught when the woman checked in again using a replacement boarding pass that had been uploaded to her phone. Thanksgiving Day NFL football produced two lopsided wins and a close matchup. The winners in the end were Detroit, Carolina, and Chicago. I'm Diane Kepley. AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.